Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Poet Laureate Mary Swander about her theater company that creates and tours dramatic performances focused on food, farming, and the larger rural environment. Two of Swander's plays will be performed for free at 1:30 p.m. Sunday at the Kelowna Public Library.
Your production company, Swander Woman Productions, is performing two plays this Sunday at the Kelowna Public Library. How about you tell me about these plays?
Okay, well, the first one is called Vang, which means farm or garden in the Hmong language. And it's a verbatim play, which is a play based on interviews. It's all nonfiction, and so it profiles four different recent immigrant farmers, Hmong, Mexican, Sudanese, and Dutch. And they're all here in the state of Iowa. And they all farmed in their original countries and did basically everything they could to start farming again in the United States. The second play is called Map of My Kingdom, and it's about farmland succession. It was originally commissioned by Practical Farmers of Iowa, and it depicts the struggle that farm families go through trying to figure out what's going to become of the farm after the people that are currently on it pass away. And it is has a farmland mediator as the central character. It's a woman who helps family farmers through this process. And sometimes it works out really well, and sometimes it can be very difficult. So those are the two shows.
Tell me more about the writing process for these plays. How did it begin?
Vang took a lot of work, actually. It took me 3 years to pull that play together. And I had to find the immigrant farmers. I had to sometimes find translators to work with them. I worked with a photographer named Dennis Chamberlain, who is a faculty member at Iowa State University. And he took photographs, so we have projections that flash on the wall of the original farmers. And each of us made about 10 separate trips to the farmers involved, and they were in Ames, Des Moines, Brooklyn, and Marshalltown. And then I had the transcripts, and I worked with a director named Matt Foss, who was also at Iowa State at that time. And then we have to, it's a long process. Then we get a script, and we have to workshop the script and do revisions, and then get the actors cast and get the piece up on its feet. So that's basically the process.
And why did you want to tell these stories?
Well, you know, we're constantly in a state where we question immigrants. And my family, my mother's family, were fairly recent immigrants from Ireland, and they, you know, made a success of themselves despite the fact that they had some real obstacles, too. Like, we actually had a Ku Klux Klan burn a cross on our yard. Not me, but it was my grandparents and my mother's yard, because they were Irish immigrants, who are now the most assimilated ethnic group. Forget those things. And so I've always been interested in how, you know, immigrants come to the United States and work often in the worst kind of jobs, and then work their way up through our system. And that's what these people have done and made a huge contribution to the United States and the state of Iowa.
How do you think these two plays have connected with viewers?
The plays have had a great effect. We've had various immigrant conferences and communities embrace us. Last year we did the Vang show for the Burmese community from Myanmar in Cedar Falls, which was really great. And they fixed a big meal from their culture. We had real, you know, cultural exchange. In Map of My Kingdom, we've had a great effect on people thinking, oh my gosh, I really have to go out there and get my act together. You know, there are lots of people that are 65 years old and over don't even have a will. And so they haven't even started the process of figuring out, you know, what's going to happen next. And I've heard from extension agents who said, oh, after your play, everybody started pouring into my office, and I'm really helping people. and, you know, lawyers, and often we have a panel. We're going to have a panel after the show in Corona with experts on immigration and also on farmland transition, and the panel members often give me feedback of what happened, you know, after the play. So they're plays with purpose, and Wonder Woman Productions does plays about food, farming, and the larger rural environment. So we're really a different kind of troupe and perform in different kinds of spaces with different material than you normally find in New York, Broadway, or even Des Moines or Iowa City.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Iowa Poet Laureate Mary Swander about her two plays that will be performed for free at 1:30 p.m. Sunday at the Kelowna Public Library. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.